I'm Chris Goldstein here at the beautiful San Francisco Golden Gateway, looking across the entire Bay Area here from a penthouse suite. Joining us today is Josh Gilbert. He's a documentary film director and director of the new film, AKA Tommy Chong, which was screened almost in its entirety today here at the Normal Conference. Josh, I want to thank you for joining us today. I know it's been a long day for you.
Happy to be here. No such thing as bad, you know, bad publicity, as they say.
That is the truth, especially in a town like today with all that's been going on. I really do appreciate you taking time to speak with us here today. So what inspired you to make this film, AKA Tommy Chong?
Well, I guess as I was just telling you, you know, the principle of the thing. I mean, you know,
you know,
laughing. Tommy's ridiculing my, you know, my emotional, you know, exuberance.
The pauses.
Oh man.
It works really good on radio.
It does. Pause, well, it's a pregnant pause. It's, you know, you know you reflect on that.
No,
you reflect. It's a stillborn. See, that's it. Comic relief. We got Tommy here. No, yeah, yes. I talk as.
Well, you know, let me ask you that, Josh. As a New Yorker, when I hear this from a lot of people who were in New York at the time of 9/11, that sort of activates something in you. It made you want to sort of participate more in this country, participate more in your community.
It made me believe the retail hype. You know, on a certain level, that there was democracy, that there was an intention of the government, however corrupt, mediocre, stupid, narrow-minded, ape-like as he is, you know, that there was glory at the end of the rainbow somehow, that there was some righteous possibility, you know, and I was even saying hello to cops. A lot of my friends in New York, everyone was like, hey, cop, I wonder if you have a friend who's a cop that, you know, was in the tower, participating in some heroic act, or, you know, there's like a, it was like the aftermath of the Second World War when, you know, when the glory and the possibility of the oil economy sort of emerged, you know, except without the reason. The reason was a false reason because the event was, I mean, depending on how you see it, either a huge conspiracy or just a horrific reflection of the human condition. Whatever it was just it was tragic, and it's
Stoner
buzz. Oh no! See, Tommy, back to Tommy. So right. So I was feeling that pause. I was feeling that stoner pause. Call it whatever you want to. You know, I mean, America. You know, America needs to represent something positive and possible. I don't know. That's you know, I went into 9/11 thinking that, and I came out of it believing that something terrible had happened and it needed to be addressed immediately. And when I saw the, you know, the green tracers, you know, over Afghanistan and Kabul, I thought, fuck. You know, there's actually a reason for war. Doesn't that suck? Where's Bin Laden? And what the fuck is going on here? And when's it going to end? And I wonder if I'm going to be able to get along with the, you know, the Palestinians at the corner deli now because things are heating up in the Middle East. And what's this all mean? You know, it was a mystery. And then, you know, it was traumatic. And then everything shifted to Iraq. And then you remembered what the fuck, who are these people? What's their agenda? Where's it, you know, how do you connect these dots? Why are people I thought who were liberal and forward thinking and, you know, like-minded people suddenly being really, really, really jingoistic and horrible? I mean,